This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for our regular catch-up with RNIB's policy and campaigns team. And today we're joined by Ross Meegan and Clay Nash for the latest. So, Ross, can you tell us a bit about the campaigns discussion group? You're looking for new members. What can people gain from getting involved?
Yeah, so a few exciting, interesting bits to talk about this month. So the campaigns discussion group is a monthly group that we hold on the first Friday of every month. And as the name would suggest, the purpose of that group is for people across the UK to sort of come together and talk about campaign topics. That might be things that RNIB is campaigning on. It might be campaigns that individuals are involved in their local area. And it's just a really, great opportunity to get together with sort of like-minded campaigners and talk about all of these key topics, whether it be, you know, welfare, travel and transport, vision rehabilitation, healthcare, and all sorts of other topics that come up on a monthly basis.
And RNIB have also attended a meeting about the upcoming National Emergency Alert. So can you give us an overview and tell us what you contributed to the meeting?
Yeah, so listeners might remember a few years ago, there was a national alert test across the country, which, you know, involved everybody's smartphone being pinged at a certain time during the day. I say everybody's, some people's obviously didn't quite get the alert with certain networks, but the UK government is running another test on Sunday the 7th of September. So recently, one of our policy leads attended a meeting along with other relevant stakeholders about the emergency alert test. Obviously, RNIB will be sort of distributing communications to people that follow our channels about the emergency alert. And we're just really keen after this particular test to feedback about sort of accessibility and, you know, what challenges there may or may not be for blind and partially sighted people with sort of accessing and you know, receiving and understanding the alert on their smartphones. So, yeah, watch this space for sort of probably further communications from RNIB in the build-up to the 7th of September. And, you know, if people are listening to this, you know, near then or after then, and, you know, they have experiences to share about how they found it, then I'll give out contact details at the end of this section.
And Clay, RNIB also did a guided walk with an MP in Woking. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes. So last month we did a guided walk with Will Forster, who's the Liberal Democrat MP for Woking. A guided walk is usually where we will go along a section of High Street. So in Woking, we went from the rail station to the local opticians, sort of a route that lots of blind and partially sighted people would take in Woking, and pointed out different street obstacles that are in the way to really highlight the principle of inclusive street design and how he could advocate for clearer streets that will benefit blind and partially sighted people.
And what changes do you think might be implemented after Will had this experience and gained this knowledge?
We focused a lot on A-boards and street furniture in the Woking area. I think after the pandemic, a lot of restaurants moved to outdoor seating areas, which is really nice, but often they forget to have barriers around them, so people with sight loss collide with them quite a lot. So Will, having learnt about that, was really keen to go to the local authorities and talk to them about licensing and making sure that when they have aid boards out, they are not all over the pavement, they're all in one line, and making sure that street furniture had tapping rail barriers around them. So I think the streets of Woking are going to be a lot easier to navigate for someone with sight loss following this event. And yeah, I'm really excited to continue having conversations with the local authority about our key principles of inclusive street design afterwards, because Will shared those with the local authority and made sure that they knew we were there to be able to support them. So in that case, that's Surrey County Council. If you're interested in us organising a guided walk with your MP to raise awareness of street obstacles in your area, you can contact us via the email that we're going to share at the end of this interview.
Great. And what are some of the other campaigns or projects that the team are working on right now?
So over the course of this year, we've been gathering insight from blind and partially sighted people on their experiences of getting around. So in February, we ran a travel and transport survey that 1,200 people responded to. And we've also run focus groups in recent months on blind and partially sighted people's experiences of bus travel and walking, making pedestrian journeys. So in May, we released the All Aboard report on blind and partially sighted people's experiences of bus travel. And in recent weeks and months, we've been sort of building up to publishing new findings on pedestrian journeys. So the second in that strand, with trains to follow in the future as well. So yeah, just for listeners to be aware that, yeah, we'll be soon publishing some new findings on pedestrian journeys. And as well, obviously listeners will probably have heard as many times talk about sort of what's been going on in national government. So for the last sort of month or so, MPs in the UK government have been on recess, which just means they're back in their constituencies, catching up on casework and meeting with constituents. But Parliament returns first week of September, and it's sort of really entering a very busy period for MPs and obviously for ourselves as well. So in September and early October, there's going to be the party conferences that RNIB will be attending some of. And yeah, we're also expecting a really busy agenda over the next few months with the government. Obviously, Labour are, you know, due to announce proposals on reforming the special educational needs system, which I'm sure listeners will have heard a lot about in the news. But also things like welfare are not going to be going away. Obviously, before recess, we had an important vote on that. But sometime in the autumn, we're expecting the start of a review into personal independence payment by the Disability Minister. And also, yeah, keeping our eyes on legislation around bus services as well, as many things aside from that. So yeah, we'll be, you know, closely monitoring the goings on in Parliament and providing relevant briefings to MPs. Yeah, just trying to make sure as much as possible that, yeah, blind and partially sighted people are considered and involved in all of these things.
And if people want to get in touch with you about joining the campaign's discussion group or other elements of RNIB's campaigning work, where can they go?
So to get involved or, you know, find out more about any of these things, contact the policy and campaigns team by emailing campaigns@rnib.org.uk or by calling the helpline on 0303 123 9999. If you go to rnib.org.uk/news and filter by campaigning, that will bring up all of the updates from our team. And for those who use Blue Sky Threads and X, you can search RNIB campaigns for social media updates on everything that we get up to.
Well, thank you so much, Ross Meegan and Clay Nash from the RNIB Policy and Campaigns team, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.